Better on Draft podcast is part of the PodcastDetroit.com network and is recorded live in the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in Ferndale, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back. Here is Dan, Nick, and Ken.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 9 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken. We got a pretty full studio tonight. Sitting next to me, always my partners in crime, Dan. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Nick, you're about ready to say hello because I always say hi.
You tripped me up there.
You threw me off too as I was like drinking the leftovers out of the shot glass. I don't know what you were doing.
Dan, what are you drinking right now?
Black and tan.
Me too. Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, good stuff.
Delicious, delicious beer. Nick, what's going on?
Not a lot.
What are you drinking? You're not drinking a shared beer.
No, I'm not. No, right now I got a Schwartz Cup of Joe.
Did you ever have the chocolate wheat when the chocolate wheat came out?
I don't think I have.
Oh, no. It was so good. Definitely a beer, and they're not remaking it, so I'm kind of upset.
I always miss it out when the
they had a voting contest recently for a few of the beers that they released this year to like be in their rotation. Mind you, they have 100,000 different.
They have like 2 million beers they make a year.
Well, they can do that because they don't distribute outside of the state. So true. We have two guests in here. One is microphone less. But we have the owners of Three Nicks Scoreboard.
Hey.
Ryan, what's going on?
Not much. What's going on?
We're all right. We also got his lovely wife, Nicole, sitting here concentrating on the beer drinking. This is their first night out in a bit, so, you got to do priorities, I guess you could say. You know, joining a podcast on your first night out in a long time.
I know. Interesting choice.
So we appreciate you guys coming on out here. Ryan, you're drinking something right now, aren't you?
Yeah, doing a little Ninja Chicken.
This is your first falling down beer.
It is my first falling down. It's actually pretty good. Pretty impressed.
Definitely one of their mainstays. They actually sponsor the studio here. Probably one of their better beers, along with Mother Cluster, which I think is their cream ale, and then Angry Beaver, which is their brown. And you know how much I love my brown ale. So
Captain Trollbridge, you hate it.
Oh, my God. The Captain Trollbridge was so bad.
So good. I don't know. Or, no, it was the green tea.
The green tea one we didn't like either. I think it was just because I didn't like the flavor. I'm not a big fan of green tea as much as I prefer black tea or like an English breakfast tea. So I don't know if the tea itself was just not a good flavor for me. Did you have the green tea, Nick, at all when Eric was here? Or no, I don't think Eric. Yeah. We had it.
He brought
the Captain Trollbridge and something else.
That's so. Right. We had it at the Activate
Downstairs,
Gaming. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of beer that we're going to be trying today. Today is Black Friday, which means it's Bourbon County rollout. We did manage to get a bottle of Bourbon County, which is very, very nice. We're going to be trying that later today. Let it warm up a little bit. But we want to talk to Ryan for a little bit. So you've owned the bar for 14 years, right?
Nicole has.
She's not on the microphone, so we'll just talk to you as if you're both.
And she's pointing over to Ryan right now. Yeah.
Ask all questions, Ryan.
Just do what she tells me to do. That's all I do. That's all I do.
So your wife is on the bar for 14 years.
Yes.
Take it. Are you a busboy there?
Pretty much.
Barback?
I'm a glass inspector.
Glass inspector. Professional beer taster.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Oh, that's the best job.
Make sure everything's
still good. Someone's got to do it. You know?
That is one job I don't think I could ever have. I think I would get sick.
Professional beer taster?
Yeah.
That'd be a great job.
I think I would get sick of beer way too quick.
Think so? I don't know, man.
I haven't yet.
Well, I guess that's true, mind you. I've drank my fair share in my time thanks to the guy across from the table from me.
That's my fault.
Starting me way too early. in regards to Three Nicks Scoreboard, you guys own the bar. What made you guys want to start a bar? Or, you know, can you tell her story?
I think I can. Yeah, actually her parents did. They bought their first bar. He had been in the restaurant business he's probably been 40 years, probably or more. They bought their first bar like 21 years ago in Detroit. I had it there until about, 3 years ago? So they opened there. From there, they bought three other bars. So
we're is that the one that was kind of close to here? Because I've seen it, I think, on MapQuest or something, searching Three Nicks, and there was one like maybe a little bit down Woodward, maybe like 6 or 7 miles on Woodward.
Yeah, well, it's on Warren. It's on Warren. So I don't
Warren,
know.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it just says Nicks now. They paint it over the three, so
it's well, that works.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, seems legit.
When you're they just paint it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you're trying to name a bar and stuff like that, and it's something completely different. I think a lot of people, especially if they had a decent following or a lot of people in the area, you know, they might not even call it Three Nicks. They might have just called it Nicks in the first place. In regards to scoreboard, so the other two, you guys. Or I should say you. you guys own all three bars, or are they all?
It's all family ran and owned.
Okay.
So we have one in Southgate on Eureka. We have one in Dearborn on Greenfield.
You want to name them?
I do. Three Nicks, Three Nicks Tap Room, Three Nicks Sports Bar, and then us, the Three Nicks Scoreboard.
So I went to Scoreboard probably 6 years ago or so. It was during the first Brock Lesnar fight on UFC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when he punched Frank Mir in the back of the head.
Yeah.
That had to have been it. Well, yeah, first fight. That would have been Frank Mir.
It was his first fight.
We were there.
At that fight or at that?
No. Okay.
I think I was also there. I think I was also there for the James Toney fight.
Oh, jeez. Good fight to watch James Toney go down.
The bar has definitely changed a lot in the past few years, specifically the choices the choices of beer, the choices of alcohol, kind of the whole style. Actually, you know, it was just so crazy going down there after I had started talking to you in regards to the show, and I showed up, and it was just completely different. So what inspired you to change the beer menu? Is the people in Allen Park, was that dictated? Because you have a pretty decent crowd in regards to people who like the craft beer and then the old school blue collar workers who show up.
Yeah, we're really lucky. We have a great clientele, great customers, but we have a good split down the middle, which is nice, which you don't see that a lot of bars. You're either a blue collar shot and beer kind of bar or you're a craft beer bar, and we were able to ride that line down both sides. Really lucky. The reason we started doing it is Nicole left, and she's been on maternity leave for 4 years now. So three kids later, and you know she's so we just you know, but you know I came from the beer industry right out of college. I was with Bacardi, and then I was with Miller, and I was with InBev before they bought Anheuser-Busch. Then with them, so I had to drink all my good beer in a garage with the lights off and a candle lit, so no one's seen me. You know, because you know it was frowned upon drinking good beer when you worked you know for those big companies. So. When I had the opportunity to start putting in beers that I loved, that's what I did. I think we started with 9 handles when I came in, 8 handles, and we're at 28 handles, and I think that's a good number. You know, any more than that, you just start getting lost what you have. So
are you beat-ups at that point.
Well, I don't have Blue Moon and, you know, I do try to make it very eclectic. I try to reach out, get some different stuff that you don't see around a lot, too, as much as I can, you know. You got to work with the distributors, too, so that's not always
easy. Oh, of course. Do you see like a good welcoming from the blue collar folk who are bringing in the younger crowd, the hipper crowd, I guess I should say, or is it kind of you stay on your side of the bar, we'll stay on our side of the bar?
No,
split.
It's a perfect blend. It's a perfect blend. I mean, you know, our day business, we're very busy during the day, which we're very fortunate. We have Ford's very close to us, and we have a lot of great customers that come in there, and they're mixed in very well. I mean, I always laugh because we have this one guy. Johnny comes in. He's an older guy, you know, not older, but probably in, you know, 50s. And every time I worked for those big companies, marketing was, hey, we're just going to, you know, those guys they're loyalists and they're never going to change. This guy drank Miller Lite every day for 25 years, 30 years, you know, whatever. And I haven't seen him touch a Miller Lite in 3 years. I mean, he wants the biggest IPA I got, you know, the best one. And you know, and he's sitting next to his buddy of, you know, 25 years, and he's drinking a Budweiser. You know, it's pretty cool to see everyone just kind of in harmony.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see, you know, a lot of people, if they're open to the change, you know, my grandfather would always try the beer that I was drinking whenever we were at a family event, because I'd always have, you know, a craft beer, nothing crazy like Fat Tire, Ghetto Blaster or something, you know, not Bourbon King County Cobra. 2012 limited edition. rare, whatever. It was always just something that, you know, easy drinking, easy going. And I remember I'll always remember the face he gave me when he drank Ghetto Blaster for the first time. And he was just like, you get me a goddamn Bush Light right now.
Bush Light. Get me a goddamn Bush Light.
That was his go-to was Bush Light.
I think his go-to was Bud Light. It might have been Bud Light instead. But nonetheless, I still remember having to leave to go to 7-Eleven to go buy him Bud Light. I feel a little bad. But, you know, I appreciate you trying and at least entertaining me for a bit. So it's definitely interesting to see, because there are a lot of still, you know, dive bars. Back in, you know, where I grew up, Troy, we had the Gathering Place, which is definitely a big dive bar. You know, old school blue collar, for as much blue collar there is there left in Troy.
What?
There's some, yes. Even dive bars are getting like entry level craft beers.
Well,
you're
looking at Madison Club. Madison Club's
exactly
got Fat Tire,
Amberbach, Guinness. You can get all your gateway.
Your gateway beers. You know, that's definitely that whole craft, not crafty.
Yeah.
It's a good way to call it, is your gateway beers. So in regards to beers itself, you know, Ryan, what is your favorite beer at the time? Like right now? Because I have a follow-up for that too.
At this very second?
At this very second. It changes all the time.
It does change all the time. What is my favorite? Jesus. I've been into the dark stuff, so, you know, I...
We can tell with all the beers you give us.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's true.
Gosh darn. Hold you on. Know, I've been really...
Put
honest.
You on the spot,
I'm gonna
sorry.
I know, I'm going to sound like I'm on the bandwagon, but we were at a beer dinner last Monday, and they happened to have on No Rules, and I know everyone has it, but that's just, to me, it's just a solid beer, man.
It's a good beer.
What was so funny is that we started right after the whole No Rules fat, like... you know, giant fad. So I think all three of us have missed the No Rules bandwagon.
Well, didn't they have it at the beer fest? But you had to come back at like 2 o'clock.
Yeah, you had to be there at 2 o'clock.
There was like 50 people in line when we went over there.
I wasn't waiting for that. Like, there's 700
too many
beers,
other things to try.
700 beers at the festival. There's no reason. So what about your gateway? Not your gateway. Guilty pleasure. There you go. So the beer that you go to, the one that you drink no matter what, the one that, you know, you go to a bar and their choices are Bud Light, Miller Light, Labatt
Blue Light, probably.
Labatt Blue Light, that's fair.
Probably Blue Light.
That's definitely, I think that's pretty much what Dan, or that or Molson. Like usually.
Me? No, PBR.
Well, I'm referring to like when we go to Ritz or something like that, we'll usually drink
the Labatt is usually what we go to, or I go to.
Yeah, those Canadian lagers, as much, you know, they are better than American lagers, which is hard to say for an American.
Remember when Canadians thought they were like the best when it came to beer? And now they're kind of a joke. They're like a serious joke.
Well, you have, in regards to the entire country of Canada, you have just as many I think you have more breweries maybe in the state of California than you do in Canada.
But they think they're so good. They're like, our beer is better.
I think the state of Michigan has more beers itself than the entire country of Canada. But there are a few. I mean, we were talking with Mike's on Happy Hour a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about the breweries in Windsor, which I think we're going to have to make a venture over. And try a few different beers out there. Because even, like, Caesars doesn't have too many beer choices, but they always still have. They had Alexander Keith. Is it Alexander Keith?
Yeah. Labatt owns them.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah.
In Canada, they own them.
That's what I was drinking when we were there.
Trying to follow beer hierarchy and who owns what and who owns what where.
Oh, it's crazy.
Like, because Constellation owns Modelo and Corona in America, but ABI owns them in the rest of the world, I think. It's
terrible.
Yeah, it's hard to follow, and especially with the potential merger with ABI Sab Miller. You know, we've been following that for the past few weeks. That's still a very, very big deal. As a bar owner, are you seeing a lot of issues or potential, you know, progress in regards to the fact with all these mergers? You know, with ABI purchasing Goose Island, was it easier to get Goose Island now or?
Yes and no. You know, like I said, I know because I know guys in the, you know, they're in that third tier industry and they cut their draft by half, I think, in the state this year. But they upped their package, and that's like we were talking about earlier. You know, you got all these Krogers that are getting like 25, 30 cases of Bourbon County.
I buy the last one at a party store, but Kroger has 99 bottles.
Right,
They also don't have limits, though, on their beer. So, you know, that one guy is going to show up and buy it all.
50, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're like, hey, it's, you know, it's $1.99 for Bourbon County. This is great, you know. You know, we're losing money. We're excited about it, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Kroger card.
So, but on our side, on the bar side, I haven't seen too much. You know, I think you see a little more support, you know. Like with Goose Island, you see the thing that's nice about it is that for them, they can work on their more sister beers and their different stuff that's smaller, and they just let Anheuser-Busch brew their big stuff, 312, their, you know, honkers and all that stuff. But I don't really drink that stuff, but I love their sister beers and stuff.
Well, the 312 that you guys had with the Randall, with the chocolate and the coffee,
God. That smell of that coffee on that was amazing.
Very good.
That's definitely – well, we were talking about it because we were talking about how Shorts had the chocolate wheat, and you guys pretty much recreated it with the 312 with the chocolate and coffee. That's something you need to put back on.
That's one of our best-selling ones. Yeah, we sell that one out usually.
I'm not surprised either because that's definitely something that we really enjoyed here.
Oh, yeah.
The next time you have it, I'm coming down with a few growlers, not howlers this time.
Well, we can work something out.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that.
No problem.
So do you do any home brewing or anything like that? Or are you just kind of, because you were in the business beforehand, that's where you get kind of all your beer knowledge?
I mean, because I'm in the industry, that's where I get most of it. We have like a starter kit, and I have all these gift cards to go to Adventures in Home Brewing and buy all my stuff. But, you know, with three little kids, I don't have 6 hours on a Saturday to sit down and brew. So I just drink more than I brew. Well, but I got neighbors that brew, so they bring me down their beer, and it works out perfect. One of them actually brews at Jolly Pumpkin, so it's, so it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I think we definitely, in regards to us, I know we're going to. Ooh, we got a little note. We got. I know we're going to try to brew an actual beer for the podcast, but in regards to the fact that there's so many different beers out there to try, that it's just why bother. You know, for us, like, I'd be too overly critical.
Well, that's the thing. Let me cut you off there. People who brew beer are like, you don't really want to chase, like, the Bourbon County when you can make your own
year-round.
That's the big deal about it. Like, all right, you're driving around all day looking for Bourbon County, or I could go make some and have it sit around for the next 6 months and drink it whatever I want.
Well, that's
the big difference between those.
Well, a lot of people were driving around chasing trucks and stuff like that. For me, on the other hand, I wound up going to Whole Foods like a mile from my house, thinking that they would have it, but they also had 25% off beer today. So I'm like, well, I might as well pick up the – because usually like those deals that they have there, that's where I buy the bombers that I normally wouldn't buy, the $15 or the $20 bombers, because it turns into, you know, a $10 bomber or a $15 bomber. So I'm like, all right, you know, it works for me. And I wound up – I tried Red Wagon because Red Wagon was right over by the Troy Whole Foods. And I'm like, oh, they open at 9. I'm here at 8:58. I might as well wait 2 minutes and just see what the heck happened. They also had Ballast Point there. So I'm like, oh, well, I might as well pick up Ballast Point. But it wasn't until Finesse posted on their Facebook and they're like, hey, we have it here. And I'm like, all right. So I even post, I'm like, save one for me. Like, you know, I'm rushing to get out of there. Wound up going over there, of course, Finesse Liquor out in Warren over at Shaner and 12 Mile, one of our sponsors. Definitely got a lot. We're actually going to be trying a beer that they wanted us to review, which is the Not Your Father's Ginger Ale. I've had a little bit of it so far.
Do you have one open over there?
I have one open.
Oh, pour me one. I didn't even realize
I can definitely pour you guys one.
Sorry, I didn't know we opened it yet.
Don't open the third one. I'm going to take the third one back home because, I'm just going to. with that in mind, I think Nick's going to start pouring the keys. Like, everything gets carried by these mics now, so we can't do a lot of our things.
What are you guys doing?
This is mine, and that's mine. There we go. All right. So we're going to be trying Not Your Father's Ginger Ale, definitely passing it around right now. See if you like it. See if you guys think about it. Definitely doesn't taste like your standard Verner's or your Canada Dry.
I don't know what it tastes
It tastes like pretty much a spiked soda.
Yeah.
That's really the taste of it is a spiked soda.
The ginger is like, whew.
Oh yeah, you can smell the ginger in it too.
They missed the mark on this. Ooh, so their root beer at least tastes like root beer. This doesn't really taste like.
Well,
what
even
I was expecting.
Even Not Your Father's, Your Father's isn't even one of my favorite root beers.
Is this a rip off of Schweppes?
So I think it's definitely the craft soda craze in regards to people are looking for outlets. You know, these are gateway beers for people who don't drink beers.
They are. Yes.
These are the beers that people are going to drink. Ryan, did you have a chance to?
Yeah, I had it.
What do you think?
It's,
talk about it. Explain it. Mouth feel?
Honestly, I feel like I just had a piece of sushi and with some wasabi.
That's pretty good.
In my mouth. I mean, it's that gingery to me.
It is. It tastes kind of flat. It's just me, but it tastes like a flat.
It does have that flat taste to it. You put your mouth up to the cup, and then you just catch this huge whiff of ginger. It's very
well. I think that maybe I'm taking it from the bottle, so I don't have that whiff of ginger, but I definitely taste the whiff of ginger.
The root beer is definitely better. I would definitely say that.
Did you try any of the other root beers that came out, like Coney Island or Sprecher's?
Yeah, I did. And I thought Coney Island – I don't know. I don't know which one is. One is A&W and one is Faygo, but I can't really distinguish which one it is. You know? I don't know. But, they're
everyone asks, likes the Coney Island better. I don't know why.
I like the Coney Island one actually over the
– I like Sprecher's over all of them.
I don't think I've had that one or even seen it, I don't know.
I got one in the green room.
Oh, apparently we're going to be drinking Sprecher's.
No, actually, it's not even Sprecher's. It's another one.
There is another one. We have the Big K adult root beer.
The Big K adult.
The Big K Kroger version.
The Walmart version of adult root beer.
To be honest, I don't even know the name of it. So
It's Big K root beer.
Maybe it is.
Is this the 3-liter version? Or?
No. Do they sell that at ICP concerts?
Ooh, I don't know. It's been a while since I've been to one of those.
I've been to several of them when I was younger.
I was in high school.
He's at the gathering last year. Like, what are we doing now? Come on.
No, I remember when that gathering was first coming up for the very first time.
Yeah, they had it at like the Novi Expo Center, the first ever gathering. I listened to the Talk is Jericho podcast, which is a pretty good podcast with them, with the guys from ICP.
Yeah. Hey, you got to give them credit. They're marketing geniuses.
Oh, you know what? They are. They're not.
You can make fun of them all you want.
We're talking about them in 2015. I remember them in the mid-90s.
Oh, yeah. So remember when you had to call a beeper, a pager, they'd page you back. Find out when their album was dropping. You're like, oh, yeah, oh, God, they're going to page us. They're coming.
I was in high school and they were around, so give them a little credit.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. So, so the two big releases today, we had Ballast Point come out in Michigan, that is, for those
which
who,
we have a bunch to try. We got a ton to try.
That's going
to
be part two of the show. Yeah. But
it's a good thing I didn't buy any beer today.
I know. we definitely brought a lot. As well as we had Bourbon County, and we're going to be at the beginning of the second part of the show, we're going to be giving away two of the two tickets that we bought.
Oh, yeah.
For the BCBS 2-year vertical over at 3 Knicks scoreboard.
Was that a drum roll?
It was a drum roll. We'll have a longer drum roll later.
I was going to say, next time we can plan that and I'll give you the drum roll. So how many years have you guys been doing this, the vertical?
This is our first year. It was supposed to be a 3-year next year, or no, in 2 years, but they cut the whole state's order by half, so it'll just be 2 years and 2 years, and then hopefully I can go into a 3-year vertical and higher. But right now... Oh, excuse me. I think we're just going to call it a back-to-back vintage, I think, because I think vertical technically in the wine world is 3 years, and okay. I don't want any beer snobs to get mad at me, you know.
Well, or wine snobs.
It'll happen, trust me.
Yeah,
or wine snobs.
That's not, you know. No, so yeah, we'll call it back-to-back vintage.
Back-to-back vintage. That vintage 2005 Bourbon County Stout.
I had a couple customers go, you know that's not a vertical, right? I'm like...
I tell you what, if I put one beer and I put a beer behind it, that's a vertical line.
Exactly.
Therefore,
that's how I drink.
I was going to say, but then again, we drink, $20 meads as session beers. And
yeah, we have issues with that here. We definitely do.
We have solutions to that problem, and it's the beer that we're drinking is the solution. So we're going to be giving that away at the second half of this show. So definitely stay tuned to listen. We had about 20 or so people.
We got a number. Now, I hope you entered the last. I haven't looked at it in a week. I hope you added everyone.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's in the list that messaged us, that liked us on Facebook. Hopefully, if you're listening live and you haven't liked us or 3Knicks on Facebook, we will check. And you will be disqualified if you don't like both of us. That's right.
That was really I don't care. I'll take your ticket and drink it. And I'll send you a video of me doing it.
Send a video, a Facebook video. Here you go. I'm drinking your beer. Thank you. So, but not a bad deal, you know, free for you. But did you guys sell out of tickets?
We got about 10 left.
I might need a second one. It's a good idea.
So, yeah, I don't have one. I might buy one.
I might just buy another one myself.
Yeah, you were mad. You didn't want to drink any.
I'm not. And then again, I bought Bourbon County today. But, you know, as much as my tastes have kind of grown in the past 2 months, I'd say even for bourbon ales, you know, bourbon barrel aged ales, I still it's not really something for me. And I'd rather give it to someone who's going to enjoy it. And maybe next year I might, you know, get to move to the grown ups table and drink the Bourbon County. So, again, we're going to be giving away at the second part of this hour. You guys have some five beers of Christmas?
Yeah, we're doing five Fridays.
I remember this.
Beer. Yeah. So we're just trying a different Christmas beer every Friday, putting it on. So we did Jubilee last week from Deschutes. This week we did Shiner Cheer, which is a great beer if you've had it. It's dark, what is it? Dunkelweiss with peaches.
I don't think Shiner gets a lot of love up here.
No, they really don't. They don't. I think that's in my opinion one of their best beers. They do. It's real smooth, real nice. The peach comes out. It's on the back end. It's not overbearing. It's real good. And then I don't know why I haven't even picked other beers. We'll do obviously Great Lakes. Their Christmas ale. We'll do Frankenmuth Christmas Town, and I don't know if there's F5 or F4. I don't know. And then the last one will be a surprise, I guess.
It's even a surprise to them.
Yeah.
They don't even know. You guys got anything else going on right now? I mean, you got Lions playing next Thursday. You doing anything for the Lions game? Or?
We always got great drink specials. If you check out our Facebook or our Twitter or our Instagram or our Vine or, you know, all that social media stuff.
You have a Vine? You put Vine?
Yeah, there's like three videos on it, but we just do that so we can say we have a Vine so we sound cool. We don't really put much on there, but we can say we have it.
We should do next when we go down for the Bourbon County vertical next week, we should do some 6-second chugging videos of us just slamming
of the Bourbon County.
I would do that just to piss off.
No. What we'll do is we'll pour the Bourbon County and then we'll pour it down the drain.
Oh.
Nicole didn't like that.
Yeah, she gave you the look of death over there.
That was one of the rules in regards to having the giveaway was the fact that we couldn't win and we couldn't pour the beer down the drain. Which is fair because obviously you've talked to me long enough to know that I would do something like that. but obviously one of the things too that you know we talk about is the hype and we talk about sales in regards to pricing your beers. Do you guys, you know, how do you go about pricing your beers you know within reason? I'm not giving away too much, but you know we saw Bourbon County today and we saw it anywhere from, you know, $10 to you know upwards of $25-$30 for a bottle,
for one bottle,
for the regular bottle.
That's this size.
That's
right?
Gouging.
That's not the rare, because the rare was going for anywhere from 80 to 100.
You got to be kidding me!
That's crazy.
Well, the rare was 80 from, you know, 60 plus 20, right, to get it at Goose Island's rare day. So that's still an $80 bottle. But you know,
for beer. Keep in mind, this is beer we're talking about.
For beer, we're talking a pint of beer. It's not even a bomber. It's a pint.
Yeah.
So anywhere, you know. We spent, you know, $15 roughly for ours, which is
I bought one for $15.
I see it as a fair price for the fact that I showed up to the one place that I knew was going to have it, knew the price, knew it was going to be there, and I was fine because I knew I didn't have to chase a truck or go to, you know, four or five stores. Convenience is definitely something you pay for. At $30, I don't know if that's convenience or if that's price gouging. That's definitely a opinion of the matter, but the fact of the matter is you can walk in and say no thank you and walk out. So I mean, I want your honest opinion, as you obviously you are a business owner.
You mean on that? I mean, that's price gouging on that. I mean, you know, for me, I go fair market share. It's a dollar an ounce. That's what you should expect when you see a beer like that, you know, on bottles and package. I mean, it's a little different for me. I'm talking about draft here. You know, even when we do our bar, you know, we're founded on good prices, and we our whole model relies on volume. You know, so if we're selling a lot, we're doing well, and we have, again, we have pretty good, and so I never want to overcharge. I want guys, especially in the craft industry, and that was, I think, why it's grown so much in our area. at least in our bar, is that I'm not overcharging because I don't want to scare someone away by the price of something. I want them to try it and go, holy cow, that was awesome, you know. And I didn't, you know, feel like I just got, you know, on a cheap date and I'm waking up the next day and, you know, so.
Well, yeah, I was shocked by the pricier tickets for the BCBS. I was expecting double, like at least double what that you were charging there. So it was kind of a nice surprise.
I mean, we're still making money, but we don't need to, again, we're not greedy. We don't need to gouge. We don't need to take, I mean, again, because for me, beer is all about sharing with people. It's all about being together, talking and enjoying it and talking about it. And that's what it should be. And too many places out there got that whole corporate feel of, we gotta, you know, let's get as much as we can, you know, I won't name, but I was at a place and I had a 5-ounce beer. It was almost $10. And I'm like, What?
Well, I think
and
that's
that same
about,
beer, I charged $10 for 10 ounce, you know? And
that's pretty much the price I paid for a CBS, which is about $1 for two.
That's still a lot.
$2 for 1 ounce.
Or a 5-ounce pour.
Yeah.
If the price guarantees that that's what it is. But, I mean, most of the beers aren't – $1 an ounce is about where you're at. You know, and you start getting above that, you're kind of getting a little greedy in my opinion. But
well, it also all depends in regards to the beer you're talking about. You know, we're talking your standards, but you have your sours, which are obviously going to be a little bit more pricier. Absolutely. Because it's the style of beer
like
that –
2 years to make too. Yeah. It takes a while.
The style of beer dictates that price. But then you have beers like Utopias, which – you know, you can get for, mind you, the cheapest I saw was $1.70 over at Costco.
Yeah, I was going to say they had it there at a discount, but.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much the cheapest you're going to probably get.
Yeah, usually about $200, $250 is what you're going to find.
Oh, yeah, and that's if you find one. And if you find one 6 months from now, you know that price is going to be $300, $350. Like, yeah. I was talking to someone today and they had, you know, they're looking to sell, but they have a 2007. Utopia, 2009 Utopia, and a 2011 Utopia.
Are those even drinkable at this point? Are you going to drink a 2007 beer?
I mean, some people will definitely hold on for, you
know
for,
that's kind of old
for me
beer.
Like one year is my max in regards to like cellaring beer. I like beer too much to not just have it in my refrigerator and not drink it.
You're supposed to be drank, not sit on it for 8 years now.
Yeah, but if you look at a lot of those, you know, a lot of the groups online and, you know, a lot of them, and some of them I'm a little envious of, because there are sometimes they'll be like, man, I wish I could have that bottle again, or I wish I could try that, or I wonder how much it stays, you know.
But keep in mind, they probably didn't drink any of those. So they're holding them for years or whatever they're doing when they're selling that and didn't drink any.
Well, yeah, I
so that's the trade-off. You had it when it was around. They're sitting on it thinking they're doing something special, and they're really not.
Well, it all depends. There are definitely – like 120 is meant to be aged, and I drink it the second that I bought it.
I know that.
Like I didn't even buy it for the – like I couldn't – I haven't found it this year. I haven't really reached out as much as I could have in regards to finding someone that could get it for me.
For the 120?
Yeah, for the 120. Yeah. I really wanted to try the – I think it's like the 68 or the 75 – whatever the stout was that they
made.
What,
I've got the best Dogfish Head in the fridge we're going to break open after the break. You know, you can flush the 120 down the toilet. This one.
Yep, you brought a Dogfish Head?
I did. I brought a Dogfish Head.
I was going to say, you
what
brought
I
a bunch of...
What I think is the best one.
Oh, what
no,
is
it? I brought a seventh bottle.
What is it? What do I have to
yeah,
wait
we're,
for
we're just
going to
wait,
break?
Yeah. And you'll be happy with it, so don't, in anticipation. It's not a hot beer. It's not a ghost pepper porter or anything like that.
Ghost pepper out. Triple IPA barrel age stout.
But what I think is their best one I brought with me. So we'll break that open. You'll get to try
it'll
some.
Be interesting because I do like a lot of Dogfish Head beers. So it'll be definitely interesting. Nick, do you drink any Dogfish Head?
I think I've had their 60-minute and their 90-minute.
Those are
two
both of their
common.
Standards.
Yeah,
it's
you
very,
can get those.
Maybe they have a 120, right?
They have
yeah,
a
that's
one,
the
we,
big
we,
one.
We had
I
a 120 at Caseville.
Oh,
that was,
yeah.
That was
yeah,
the
yeah,
bottle
yeah,
that, yeah. that Curtis –
someone opened and started
opened
drinking.
Opened and started yeah. drinking it as if it was a session ale, and about to smack the shit out of them.
We may or may not have some Dogfish Head news.
Oh, are you dropping hints? Like, tune
well,
in.
Might as well go now because we got a lot of stuff to talk about
at
the
7:15.
Second. Is your beer killing you? Tune in at 3 in the morning after you drank it all.
Nothing crazy.
So, well, while you're looking up the Dogfish Head news, you know, Ryan, you obviously go through a lot of beer at the store. Do you have a favorite Dogfish Head or something that's your go-to?
It's usually the 90. I think the 90 minutes where I like it's just
the 90.
That's a good
solid.
One. That's
it's,
a really
it's just
good
solid.
One.
Yeah, that's usually the one I go from them.
It's definitely a session beer in my eyes because every beer is a session beer.
That 90 man, I was drinking that in Vegas. They had it on tap somewhere. Oh, it's just, geez, you just walk dangerous. Around drinking that in the that desert sounds in the summertime. And
mind you, the entire, like, you know, this show was predicated on, you know, nothing under 10%, which I think is going to be the second half of this show. I just realized, did you guys drink the Oracle that I had?
Yes, it was very good.
What did you guys think of the Oracle?
I like it. I want more. I wish you had another bottle. But.
I'm sorry. Maybe if I don't like it, I'll give you the rest.
Definitely so, a heck of a lot better than the
very good beer.
Ale.
Yeah.
Talk about it while I drink.
Night and day. It's got a nice spicy kind of taste to it. Not like overpoweringly spicy, but
you can taste the hops for sure. The bitterness is definitely high in there. Mm-hmm. It's not like a hidden bitterness like a hop slam will be, but
now if not, you add honey to this, what do you think it tastes like?
Hop slam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I'm making sure I am calling every person that I know that owns a beer store.
We're getting a mini keg. We're getting a mini keg.
Mini kegs.
Yeah.
I'm going to age a mini keg because.
Turn it to barley wine. Yeah. It'd be good.
So it's definitely something we always talk about as a fact because I accidentally aged a hop slam. The reason it was accidental was because the hop slam was in the back of the fridge and I kept adding beer, so it kept staying in the back of the fridge. And then, like, December rolls around the next year, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I have this. I'll wait another month. So I waited until I had friends over, and then we all tried it while I had some friends over. Because one thing, and I know these guys will definitely agree with, and the fact that we love sharing beer. Beer is too good to not be shared.
Yep.
Don't hijack it. Don't, you know. The people who just, you know, we saw one picture, I think I sent you, that had the guy had – roughly like 60 or 70 bottles of Bourbon County, four of every variant.
Yeah, like what are you doing at
and
that
I'm like,
point?
Why? Like what you're doing it just to trade for beers you normally can't get, and you're ruining everybody else's good day.
Or there was a store in Ferndale that was doing no limit, and people were standing in the store waiting for the truck to show up.
Yeah.
Like, okay, all right, here we go. Because you wanted me to stop there. You mentioned to stop there. I'm like, okay, there are people waiting for the truck to show up so they can buy, like, every single one.
Typical Black Friday shoppers.
Yeah, like, well, no, I sent you guys a video earlier of Black Friday shopping earlier with the fist fights and everything.
Well, you want to talk about Black Friday shopping? You should have seen the one guy at Target about midnight last night by my house.
Well, I wouldn't have been there.
Literally buying every Wii U, PS4, iPad mini, regular iPad that they had in the store.
How many punches did he throw, though?
Because
that's what I'm
concerned
about.
None, because at midnight there was only about 20 shoppers there.
Oh,
because
I'm all about the fights on
Thanksgiving
night.
They cleaned the store up. They had a flatbed with them.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like a group of three guys.
What are you doing? Like, what?
They're upcharged.
I mean, at that point, you're going to actually potentially make money. The amount of time you spend waiting for a Black – I mean, I think I was even talking to you when I went Black Friday shopping.
A couple of years ago. I remember.
Mind you, the only line we waited in was the line to get out, which was about 45 minutes. But, I mean, we got a PlayStation 3 for like $175.
I just can't imagine, like, watching these videos today, like, people literally throwing punches over a TV. Like,
everybody was pretty nice in regards to the few times. Have you guys ever been Black Friday shopping?
No, Black Couch shopping.
I could go on Amazon and get a better deal
than I can, like, fighting someone, fighting some pleb at Walmart. Like, what do you know?
I ain't got the time to go to these Black Friday shop, like, wait in line
like
for 8 hours
Thanksgiving night
it shows
at 6 p.m. Okay.
Like, I remember doing it with some friends for a Nintendo Wii. This is years ago.
Oh, Lord.
We waited in line for, like, 8 hours, but, like, we brought a grill. You brought a grill.
That's funny.
We brought beer. We brought a football. We were playing football in the parking lot. The cop shows up, and we're all drinking. It's, like, 4 a.m. What are you guys doing here, huh? We're waiting for a Nintendo Wii. He's like, oh. All right.
Zero laps, Gibby. He's like, okay, that's good. You're drinking out here at 4 a.m., but go ahead.
But that was one of the typical us. Yeah. Definitely one of the best times. It wasn't even a Black Friday. It was just a random Sunday or Saturday night, Sunday morning, and we found out they were having Nintendo Wiis, and I was getting them at Walmart for whatever they cost, like $250, and I was reselling them for $350. And Walmart wasn't giving limits, so every time – because I worked inside of Walmart. So every time they bought it, I just bought them all and resold them. I was that guy for a bit. You know, everybody's got a hustle in this city, that's for sure.
Suburban Detroit, north suburbs, you have to hustle?
Is that
what I'm understanding now? Is that what you said?
Hey, remember, I grew up in the mean streets of 8 18 miles, so you know it's rough up there. You know, somebody steals your MP3 CD player, and you gotta beat somebody up for it.
Oh boy!
Or tell a teacher. Man, oh, I definitely grew up in a different city than a lot of people at this table.
You most certainly did.
Jesus. Hey, I lived in Warren for 3 months.
Oh boy, Ooh. 3 months.
Wait, where in Warren?
I have no idea. Ten and Hoover.
What were you doing?
Ten and Hoover.
When was this?
When I was just born.
Oh.
Oh. Like 29 years.
When you were hanging out by the Ritz. That's what I was trying to figure out.
I'm sure it wasn't called the Ritz at the time. Sure.
It was probably Ride the Cow Cafe or Ride the Bull Cafe or whatever it used to be called. Probably.
That was before my time. What was it like living in the 70s, Dan?
Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go.
All right. Well, I think we're going to reach our first break. We're going to reset, get some beers. We got a Bourbon County we need to open. We got a lot of Ballast Point we need to open. But we're also going to give away 2 tickets to the 3Nix Scoreboard 2-year vintage collection.
I'm putting my name in this drawing now. I'm just going to take it. I'm just going to steal it and be like, yep.
Sorry, you guys aren't winning.
You have your own ticket. Don't be that guy. or do you want tall boys of each one?
Yeah, do they come in 40s? Can I get 25?
Yeah, you would ask such a question.
So we'll be right back after a couple songs. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second part of Better on Draft podcast. We are definitely trying to scramble. We did not have enough time to pour ourselves.
We're out of control. I don't know what we're doing anymore.
We opened 7 beers.
Yeah.
Somebody just poured me something.
It's just beer everywhere.
It's beer everywhere.
Victory at Sea.
Oh, yeah. Everyone is saying this is really good.
Mass hysteria.
Oh, no. We got yelling. We're just screaming now.
Somehow in the beer bitch.
that's usually our.
Our own guest welcome. Is pouring all the beer right now.
Sweater, I assure you.
Oh, this one smells really. This is the coffee one. This one smells delicious. This reminds me of that 312. Yeah, remember the 312 infusion.
To catch up, a lot of people while you guys are pouring, you guys are drinking and doing everything, we opened up 6 different Ballast Points.
Yeah, we got them all.
I think we missed one. We missed Big Eye.
Yeah, the one I was trying to find.
But we got Dorado. We got Victory at Sea. We got a lot of beer.
That's the one that just got passed around and everyone's drinking from.
Victory at Sea.
All right, I've already had that, so I could tell you that it's really good.
Smells like fresh coffee, like the 312 we had a week or two ago.
The 312 that was
From
a certain bar in a certain city named Allen Park in a certain...
We may or may not have the owners here.
May or may not.
May or may not.
Is your microphone on? Would you like to join us there?
I think so.
There we go.
We just needed to give her a little liquid courage. And so, Nicole, over there, you know, you've been owning a bar for years, 14 years now. A lot of beers come and go. PBR or Stroh's?
PBR.
Oh,
yeah.
Am I the only one in here that likes Stroh's?
Apparently. Yes. PBR is so good. I hate to break it to you, man. PBR is really good.
Stroh's is just, I love my Stroh's. I like PBR too, but Stroh's is definitely.
I think the thing is you can find PBR anywhere in the country.
That's true.
You can't get Stroh's really anywhere else.
I mean, maybe it's because Stroh's is the nearest brewery to my apartment. Pour me some. I don't know what I'm drinking.
Next one going around is the Commodore.
We're skipping the 18 variants of Sculpin. Is that what we're doing?
I'll put that there so I can drink Victory.
We'll get to that first.
So, obviously, with Ballast Point coming to Michigan, today is the first day. Do you guys plan on getting Ballast Point up in the brewery, the bar, to find an empty cup?
Hold on, we do. Oh, God. Thank you.
Are you going to do one of the 18 variants of Sculpin, or?
It's not enough variants, so.
Well, I mean, we're talking when they do the, did they already do the Crooked, or not the Crooked Tree,
The 99 versions of Crooked
the
Tree?
The 99 versions of Crooked Tree.
I don't think it's
in December. Hopcat. That's coming up in a week or two.
Why bother calling it anything else except for the Crooked Tree release
party? The Crooked Tree Takeover.
With 84 variants of Crooked Tree, including Crooked Tree. Crooked Tree with 1 extra IBU. Crooked Tree with 1 less IBU.
Yeah, I don't know what you do when you get to number 80. I don't know what you're doing at that point. Like, what do you add? Like Skittles? Are you going to add
Skittles?
Crooked Tree with Skittles?
You know, I'd be down for that. Fused Skittle fused Crooked Tree. Can you do some Skittles in your Randall?
We're working on it.
I've done gummy bears. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have. I did it with ciders. I did gummy bears and apples and
something like
cinnamon.
A soft parade with gummy bears or something ridiculous.
You do a sour with those too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
probably nice golden sour would be good with that.
Well, then you have, you know, number 75, Crooked Tree, which is their it's actually not even an IPA. It's their barrel-aged stout, but they just called it Crooked Tree because
they needed another beer.
They didn't have a name for it, so they just called it the Crooked Tree.
The Crooked Tree Stout.
The IPS, the Imperial Stout. The Indian Pale Stout. There you go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we're having a lot
of
fun.
That's where they
pour
Guinness and IPA or in the Crooked Tree together in a glass.
The Guinness and the Crooked Tree.
In a glass.
I don't know if Guinness works well with an IPA.
Probably doesn't, but when you need 90 some variants, that's what you do.
Have you guys ever had Guinness with a cider?
No. Oh, yeah. Is that something? Is that
That's a thing.
Well, I know you mix Guinness with a lot of different things.
Yeah, like Guinness is definitely a very mixing type beer, but with the cider, I think it's called a snake bite.
Depending what cider you use.
What cider?
Or Black Velvet.
Excuse me. How about you teach us? Take us
no,
to
I don't remember.
There.
I worked at an Irish pub in college, and it had to in Ann Arbor, it had to be an Irish cider. At Balmer's, I think, is what it was, and they call it snake bites, I think.
I think of a shot of a snake bite is what I think when I hear that. I didn't know there's a drink, too.
Yeah, I think the mixed drink is called a snake bite, or Black Velvet, as you said.
Yes.
Thank you, Nick.
Appreciate your fact checker.
Hey, kind of keep you guys on your toes. Yeah.
The one with the phone and the laptop in front while everybody else has
nothing. I literally have nothing, like no technology in front of me.
Dan has at least four Solo cups in front of me.
Yeah, I have a lot of Solo cups.
These are Meyer brand cups. These are not Solo cups.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So what are some of, like, have there been any crazy concoctions people have come up with trying to mix beers at your bar? And
I mean, there's everything. You can mix anything.
Well, that's true.
I mean, it's legal, therefore.
Let me get the PBR.
I mean, crazy. I don't. Yeah. Yeah. PBR and
PBR
Budweiser.
And Guinness. So, yeah. PBR and Budweiser. Can you get a half and half?
I want a Bud and a Bud Light. I'm watching my figure.
Can you mix the Bud and the Bud Light together for me?
I used to have a guy from Ireland come in. He'd make his own shandy, so he would do like an IPA half pint, like 3/4 of a pint. Do lemon lime soda with a twist in it, and that's how he drank his shandies.
Wow.
But that's kind of how a traditional shandy is, you know. They put lemon lime soda. You know, think of Curious Traveler.
Wait, a traditional shandy doesn't come from Leinenkugel? I thought that was the only place you could get a shandy from. Oh, it's from Leinenkugel. Am I wrong here?
No.
No, I'm not. Of course I'm not. So that's definitely interesting. I've had a lot of people. We actually have a friend of ours that does cider with Jack Daniels.
Wow.
Like they'll pour it. They won't drop it like a bomb. They'll just pour the Jack Daniels in the thing of cider.
I was going to say, it can't be a whole lot different than me doing an Irish car bomb. Can't be different.
Angry balls. You ever have an angry ball?
No.
Angry balls. It's Angry Orchard and
Fireball.
Fireball. Yeah. Yeah. There's so many. I hosted a Quizzo Pub trivia, and I offered somebody a beer that I would buy them a beer, but the rule is that they had to drink every drink afterwards through a straw for the entire night.
What?
For one beer.
Where are you doing this?
What kind of place are you at?
I was at Muldoon's in Rochester Hills, and I then proceeded to say, hey, by the way, there's an Irish car bomb coming your way.
With a straw.
Guy champed it.
Well, if you drop it in, you could chug it kind of fast through a straw. I can see that.
Not as fast as you're going to slam it, like.
No, but.
It's going to curdle a little.
I did a whole pint Irish car bomb before, like a full 16 ounces of Guinness, and it was curdling at the end. So I could do it through a straw. That's not too hard.
Definitely something interesting in regards to mixed drinks. You got the Flaming Dr. Pepper. That's always the. The crowd favorite as Nick shakes his head. Have you ever had a Flaming Dr. Pepper?
No, but everyone in my fraternity when I was in college was drinking those like crazy.
Why? That stuff, I mean, who drinks 151, Dan?
No, don't look at me. Oh, here we go, putting me on the spot. We don't talk about that drink, I thought, but
150.
Well, apparently, you are now.
Well, that's Ken's favorite drink.
That's
the starter. That's the original.
That's like the start of Dan and I's
151
friendship.
151 and what else? There was another drink in there, or another fifth. I don't remember what it was.
It was definitely crazy.
People almost died. We had a good time.
Yeah. Well, people were drinking 151 like it was a session beer.
Yeah, well, it was gone in 10 minutes. Everyone was having a good time.
Nick's
fifth of 151 gone.
Oh, gosh.
Didn't even make it down the stairs. The 151 bottle came back empty.
Yep. So.
Oh, yeah, you weren't there, Nick. That was a good
time. I'm glad.
So now that we have Nicole on the microphone, I'm going to put you on the spot. Actual spot. Uh-oh. Got to come a little closer just so we can hear you.
Got to get closer.
You're a little more soft-spoken than the rest of us. We're definitely loud and obnoxious in here. So what do you like about owning a bar?
There's a lot of things. You meet a lot of cool people. I met my husband.
Oh. Now, you were owning the bar and you met him? Nice.
I was doing a ride with a distributor rep.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, that makes sense.
I worked for him. So you weren't just some guy. You were the guy at 1 p.m. on a Tuesday at the bar.
I wasn't the creeper. I was probably a creeper at some point.
It was the client, basically.
All right. Nice.
No, it's fun. It's always something new. I feel like it changes every day. You see different people and you interact with a lot of different people and you get to know different people and hear their stories, and it's just a lot of fun, I think.
Do a lot of people tell you their stories without asking for permission to tell you their stories?
Sometimes.
Oh, sure. A little too much information that can go on a regular radio. As much as we don't really have a code here, we try to keep it a little PG for being a R-rated topic, since you have to be at least 21 to drink said beer. So you like owning a bar. Obviously, you've owned it for 14 years. Okay.
Well, I grew up in it. My parents have had a bar since I was 13. Okay. So that's all I know.
That's all you know.
You went to work when they went to work, and you worked on the weekends, you worked on holidays. So that's my family. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So you enjoy working there? Yeah, I mean, obviously you've been on maternity leave for 4 years.
4 years.
We have a good program in our place.
Are you itching to get back to work, or obviously, you know, with the kids, you want to stay home and...
A little bit of both. I mean, we have a two-month-old at home, so I want to be home with him. But I do miss being at the bar. The bar is my first baby, as I always say.
It's your oldest child.
It's my oldest child, so everybody there is very near and dear to my heart. And, yeah, I do miss it.
So is Ryan doing a good job in your absence?
Yeah, he's doing a phenomenal job. He's the reason why we're getting all these great beers in and picking up speed with business and getting all kinds of new clientele and doing great.
So we were talking earlier, and you're definitely a high ABV drinker. What are some of your favorite beers or beer styles? Now that you've had time to think about it,
I know, right? I love Bourbon County Stout.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I mean, you choose a Budweiser product for your favorite beer.
I like Budweiser. I drink King Cobra. We can't dog her too much.
I gotta agree with my husband. I like the no rolls that we had at the beer dinner.
Who did the drawing, by the way, on the chalkboard?
I do all those.
Do you? Nice. That was a good drawing.
Like the Polish hamburger.
Oh, the Polish. Yeah. Well, yeah, but no, they did a. They had a because no, Parent No Rules has the.
John
Walter,
Candy.
John,
not Candy,
not John Candy, John Goodman,
John Candy, so,
John Goodman.
Quite a different movie.
1984 called. Like, what are we doing?
Well, it was from The Big Lebowski.
I thought you were old,
but it was.
I know, I'm the old guy.
Yeah, I'm probably the youngest in this room. Actually,
I think you are the youngest one by a long, not by a long shot, but
I'm still in my 20s. So
yeah, screw you.
So yeah, that was
enjoy
definitely
those
good.
Months.
So you like the Vietnamese border from Perrin?
Yes, that's awesome.
So definitely still haven't had that yet. I'll probably find it one day and get rid of it. What do you think about strong ales like quads, triples?
Well. I have been pregnant for the last
4 years.
So I'm kind of out of the drinking game, but my husband brings home some good beers, and he knows what I like, so he'll bring me home a beer or two, and I try those.
as we're trying to
not Welsh.
You hear the cops
off. Good thing that one was what it breaks down. Like this is close to when we had these, North Center out here. This
oh,
like,
geez, that was
beer
bad.
Out of control. Beers
even
everywhere.
That first night was pretty bad with Eric from Rochester.
Okay. But that's when we left like bottle ridiculously drunk at the end of the night.
Well, that's because we don't do anything under 10%. Obviously,
I didn't even know
show.
What was going on.
Clearly.
At that point.
So do you guys have any breweries or beers that you're hoping to get into Michigan anytime soon? Like, obviously, there are a lot of breweries like Allagash, Maine Beer.
Three Floyds.
Three Floyds, definitely. Cigar City.
Cigar City.
Oh, yes. Love their High Life. Man, yeah.
I have yet to have border. Anything from Cigar City, but I'm hoping that – like, I almost drove out to Three Floyds because they had a
the Monday takeover. Yeah,
tap takeover.
I was down until I saw it was like 1 o'clock on a Monday. I'm like, can't do it.
So because they had a Three Floyds did a tap takeover at Cigar City, and Cigar City did a tap takeover at Three Floyds. So I was going to actually drive out. That's only like a three-and-a-half-hour drive at that. So I was going to head out there at least, but – nah, I slept in that day.
Nah, I decided to sleep instead of doing anything for
nothing. Yeah, I mean, you know, in regards to my two favorite things in this world, sleep and beer are definitely right on top.
Well, they're competing for the top two.
They're number two and three, obviously, to my wife, because my wife is number one.
Here we go, getting all sappy now.
Aww. gotta sigh there. So, gosh, we've been drinking so much Ballast Point. What do you guys think of the beers?
I don't even remember which one I'm drinking. They're all good so far.
So Dan just gave me the bottle for the Dorado, the double IPA
from
Ballast Point.
That one's very good.
We had
Sculpin Habanero, which you guys didn't like. I love.
We had the Sculpin was okay. I thought it was going to be a lot more spice.
Commodore. We had Commodore.
Commodore's flying around.
I wasn't a fan of Commodore.
No?
I wasn't. I did like the Victory C. That was really
good. That one was good. That smells like fresh coffee, which is really nice.
The Commodore's okay.
And that Dorado was really nice. Yeah. That was a nice double. It was really good.
We still have some others floating around here. We got more IPAs. We got IPAs for days.
Well,
here.
We got that Sculpin and the Grapefruit Sculpin and the Double IPA Sculpin, the Habanero Sculpin, the Black and Tan Sculpin.
The insert random flavor into this spot Sculpin.
Here's Sculpin.
The Peach Sculpin.
That's the regular Sculpin. Oh, where'd you find that one? It's not one of the 99 variants?
It must be, because it says Sculpin on it.
Yeah, but it's not the Habanero and Peach and like Coca-Cola Sculpin.
The Coca-Cola Sculpin.
Coca-Cola Sculpin.
Sadly, we didn't get Coca-Cola. We only got the Pepsi Sculpin here.
Oh, see, we failed. So that's our father's ginger ale Sculpin.
The ginger ale Sculpin.
I would literally not drink Ballast Point if they did a ginger ale Sculpin.
I would just stop. I would never buy another beer of theirs.
I give up.
I don't care if you make my favorite beer in life. I'm not going to buy another one because of that.
In other news, we really didn't like the ginger ale.
Lord. So, Nick, you said you had some news from Dogfish Head while
we're
kind of trying
all
these beers.
Yeah, so we were talking about hoppy beers. You know, they have their 60-minute, their 90-minute, their 120-minute. They just did a press release just yesterday. They claim that they have the most hoppiest beer.
Oh, yeah.
Is this 180-minute? Are we going further?
Well, they don't have – well, they call it Hoo Lord. Like, Hoo Lord, like that.
Did you do that again?
Hoo Lord.
Oh, that was nice.
one more time so we make sure to get a drop. Everyone's
going
to
line up for this.
You ready for it?
Yep.
Hoo Lord.
All right. We got to drop that.
So they say, you know, typical average IPA is about anywhere between 40 and 60 IBUs or international bittering units. They claim that they have it up to 658 with this particular.
I cannot wait to try this.
I want to try this too. What do we have to do? Do we have to go stand in line?
I don't know a whole lot of details beyond that it's going to be released December 2nd.
Wouldn't your mouth explode?
Looks like Tuesday.
Just explode.
What are we? Or Wednesday.
Yeah.
What do we do to get this? You know what? This won't be a beer people are in line for. We can probably walk in anywhere.
No, this, if you're
we'll
not
probably
fan,
have to go to Maine or
you can go to Delaware.
Delaware.
Oh, yeah, they're in Delaware. I have connections in Delaware, but I'm not going out there.
I have connections in Delaware, not for that though.
Well, you actually have to go to the actual brewery
to get. Oh, that's terrible.
Well, you could probably find it on like a beer trainer page for.
That means I have to give up like my BCBS, so, and I don't want to do that. It's for Christmas. It's like my Christmas Eve drinking.
Oh, no, I was going to say, is it like Christmas Day? But then I realized, well, no, one, Christmas we're going to be morning. Here for Christmas
well,
Day.
Well, yeah, we are doing a Christmas Day show, apparently. But we haven't really, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, well, if not, we'll have a pre-recording. But nonetheless, I mean, what are we going to do at 7 o'clock on a Friday night Christmas?
On Christmas, everything's done by like
you want to punch your family. You want to punch your mom at that point, so.
Well, that was Black Friday shopping. I didn't want her to get that damn TV before me.
So, yeah, Dogfish, 658 IBUs.
That's a lot. I know there's New Belgium just actually announced that they're going to be doing a couple gluten-free beers.
Yep. Yes,
in regards
that is
to attempting to obviously attract the crowd in regards to a lot of people wanting gluten free.
Yeah, they got a golden ale and a pale ale that's going to be released in January.
So, and that's of course, I want to say, you know, mind you, you posted everything. I was pretty sure that Guinness before was gluten free before they did the whole. Now they're vegan, but I'm pretty sure that they were gluten free before that, and I could be wrong. Obviously, if I'm wrong, tweet us at Better on Draft, and I won't look
call
at
us
it.
Out.
I still won't look at it.
Were they gluten-free? Now, keep in mind, you know, gluten-free is meaningless unless you have celiac disease. So don't be looking for gluten-free
and,
thinking
you're and you know,
some
and
health
it's
benefit.
Funny that you mentioned that, Dan, because people that say, oh, you know, gluten's gonna, you know, is the thing that makes you know. No.
Gluten's meaningless unless
you're
allergic
right.
to
and
it.
People, and there's and, you know, a lot of people don't. Realize that, like, oh, gluten's you know is the reason why that you're gaining 20-30 pounds.
We know someone who's allergic to gluten.
It's the Big Mac.
We used to be around.
It's
the Big Mac. Yeah,
it's the calories in the Big Mac. There you go. It's not the actual gluten.
It's
the
Thousand Island dressing and the meat.
Please, nobody goes to Burger or McDonald's and orders a Big Mac, and they order like four McDoubles with a large fry.
Well, that's true. That's true.
They make a McGangbang.
McGangbang. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, they go to Arby's and get a meat mountain.
Two McDoubles and two McChickens.
The double McGangbang?
The double McGangbang.
Yeah, don't forget Meat Mountain at Arby's. You can get that, too.
I'm curious what that is.
That's like a stack of all their deli meats and cheese.
I'm down for that.
You would be.
What's that supposed to be?
You're swine and you're... Oh, never mind. I judge people. I don't eat meat.
Well, Dan, you look a lot trimmer.
So. No, I've been working pretty hard lately, so thanks for noticing. Yeah, Bone Crusher was like, what the hell have you been doing?
We're definitely the negative effects for Dan trying to lose weight with all the beer that we drink here. Hey, Dan, have this shot. Hey, Dan, have this beer. Hey, Dan,
I drink that all
beer.
Day, but yeah.
No, you probably didn't. You probably cut out a lot more before you started doing the show with us.
That is true. So,
What is you guys had a Polish burger or something like that that I saw?
You made them put their phones down. What's going on?
What? Oh, we're on a podcast. What happened?
Wait, what's going on?
Yeah, we got the Polish Powerhouse. That's a pretty good one. It's for our old cook. He created. He's a 100% Polish guy. Crazy man got tattoos on his head of lions. Logos.
Sounds like a typical real Polish guy. Not the fake Polish people.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
typical. No, if you guys know what I'm talking about, you've got the old people who like pass down like one or two Polish words because like, oh, I'm Polish. Or you got the guy with the bald head and tattoos. That's a real Polish Eastern European.
His head looks like a helmet, a Detroit Lions helmet. I swear to God, he's been in the paper all over the world. They used to call him before the one guy wear the fuzzy thing. He was the line. He was the crazy one to paint up. He was always on the front page.
Oh Lord,
he was always in Tampa everywhere. But he did it. So it's an awesome burger, man. It's got Polish sausage on tops. What do we got? I think it's ham bacon. I don't know. Grilled onions.
I remember
Swiss
that
cheese.
Picture of this.
It's what I'm having when we come down for the vertical.
It's well, if you're coming in December, it'll be
the Polish powerhouse. Grilled Polish sausage, grilled ham, melted Swiss cheese, grilled onions, and your choice of the works.
It's a pretty mile high kind of burger. It's pretty awesome.
Gosh,
that's awesome.
It's, if you're on a diet, it's especially what you want to get. It is
yeah, sounds like it's
so. If you're on the
paleo diet or something like that.
if you're on Weight Watchers, that's pretty much your entire.
Well, you're watching your weight grow. And there was always a funny meme online that I always saw. If a 99-pound woman eats 1 pound of nachos, she is 1% nacho.
Oh, my God.
Well, you guys are laughing, but it's true.
Yeah, you're right. All of a sudden, you're 1% nachos. What are you doing?
All of a sudden, you're 1% nachos. What did I just get poured in front of me?
I don't know what's going on.
We got the grapefruit Sculpin from Ballast.
Oh, I don't have that one. Let's pass
that out. Give me a couple of cups here.
Give you a cup.
The grapefruit Sculpin's actually not too bad. Have you guys had Ballast Point before today?
Yeah, we had it in Chicago. We were in Chicago in January, and we had it there. We had quite a bit of
They have it in Illinois. It took us this long to get it in Michigan, but...
Yeah, they had it in Illinois. They had it in North Carolina or Georgia, one of the two.
So sick of Michigan.
Probably had to have been Georgia, because I stayed in Georgia when I went to North Carolina for a job, because I was right on the border. So with that in mind, we got something to give away.
Now, how are we doing this? Do we have this organized?
This is your guys. I failed.
Ryan and Nicole have nothing to do. This is all on us.
I know, which is why we're going to have them help us.
Oh, here we go. On the spot. Here we go.
So I've got the list in front of me. I've randomized it. So you guys need to pick a number.
You've actually randomized it.
Yeah.
Okay.
From a phone. That's pretty damn impressive.
With Google Drive, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Do whatever I want over
here. That's true.
Well, you're welcome for reminding you to put those names in there, because I was keeping track and you weren't.
I put a few in there.
I had to go through and clean it up.
I was too busy making sure that they made sure to like Nick, Three Nicks, and us on Facebook.
The important part, yep.
So we're going to have Nicole.
Oh, she's on the spot.
No.
Just
a drum roll.
Oh, here you go, Nick. You've been waiting for this all night.
You need to choose a number between 1 and 21.
3.
3.
Oh, number 3, you win. I swear to God.
Brian Herod.
Dude, that's not one of the mics on Happy Hour, guys, is it?
That I don't believe is one of the mics on Happy Hour.
I don't think it is.
Because they entered and they were the first. Oh, you randomized it.
Yeah, I don't think that is.
Brian Herod.
Well, he wins.
Well, congratulations, Brian.
Yeah. Woo!
So...
Yeah, you have 40 ounces of BCBS. You just bring your King Cobra bottle, and we're going to fill it.
Make sure you have your Uber app downloaded, all right?
And your 40 with the cap of the King Cobra
Speaking
bottle.
Of Uber, don't forget, if you go to Uber and you use the promo code BETTERONDRAFT, you get $20 off your first free ride.
You might use it tonight, all right.
You should. You probably need it later.
I actually do think that after you leave here, you'll probably need it. On Wednesday for the
We definitely promoted it.
You guys
Wednesday.
Use it, yeah, because you were drunk. Obviously,
I didn't use it because I
know a number of our friends on Facebook were
somehow
sure
I managed
the hell
to go to
out
a,
of that,
I,
so.
Somehow I managed to go to Camelot and to Orchid after and didn't have to use it. Someone else drove. I was like, well, that's impressive.
Always good. So Brian Herod, we're going to be contacting you.
You win.
After the show to get the information. I do have your tickets.
Oh, here we go. I think you have mine, too.
If you ask for Ryan when you come out, I'll hook you up with a free T-shirt, too.
Oh! Hey,
there you go.
Congratulations, Brian Herod, and your free T-shirt, along with, I guess, two tickets to the, 40 ounces
of
the little
thing.
Bourbon
big win.
County
That's
Borough
nice.
Style.
Yeah, it's only Bourbon County.
Something small.
Aww.
Yeah.
So make sure to show your ID when you get to Three Nicks to get that free T-shirt.
When's that go on tap?
When does it go on tap?
Monday, 30th. Monday. I'll tap at 10 a.m.
What's the cutoff?
We cut off for
When it goes
off.
It goes off Sunday the 6th. Technically it goes off Monday morning. If you guys don't show up and claim your tickets, it goes in a howler, it goes home, and then...
It goes to your
Nicole
house.
And I drink
and drank.
No. If you don't show up, I won't be disappointed.
It goes into a howler and goes home, and then we'll accidentally invite them over again 2 weeks from now. Hey, do you guys want
to
come back?
Welcome back to the show.
Let's talk about whatever. Oh, you brought the Bourbon County. Ah, we didn't expect that, guys.
Ah, thanks, guys.
That would be so awesome. Nick, did you catch that?
Yes, I did. That's why I'm laughing.
It's a random South Park quote. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
I would be so happy.
So happy.
I feel like I'm just standing outside. Oh, what's going on, guys?
What the hell's going on?
So we'll make sure to send you an email tonight, Brian, if you're not listening live, like most of the people on the show who don't listen live.
Like 99% of the people. Like,
I know,
have
but
one
at least
listener.
Three live listeners right now.
We appreciate
and they
all
are
you
not,
live
and they were not in the comments.
Call in if you're mad that you didn't win.
Well, you know,
we'll take that call now.
The reason why,
we'll make
obviously,
this really interesting.
The reason why we chose this time slot is so that we can get the show up Saturday and Sunday, so that people who are home brewing or doing something Saturday and Sunday can listen to beer podcasts while drinking
beer. Let's
be
real.
And
podcasts
beer.
Are downloaded. I'm not listening to live.
Yeah, barely anybody listens.
We can
to
do this
podcasts
Monday at
live.
9 a.m. Who cares? It's just more fun now because we can get loaded and just keep going.
Well, yeah, back before when it was just Brown and I, before we came to you know, Podcast Detroit, we were getting loaded at like 2 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Oh, that's rough. That's a rough time.
Oh, well, what did you pour me, Nick? I have a beer in front of me.
I don't remember what
that's
we're even
drinking. That's the Sculpin.
The regular
Sculpin, not the insert random adjective Sculpin.
The twice aged Sculpin.
Yeah.
Admiral Akbar Sculpin.
The Jumpin' Jack.
The Aloe Akbar Sculpin. Amber Sculpin. Is that what we're drinking?
Yeah. No. Do you guys have any interest in seeing the new Star Wars at all?
Of course. Yeah. My kids are like totally hyped about it.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Have they seen any of the other six movies?
Yeah.
Have they watched the good original?
The real trilogy.
Yeah, the real trilogy. Watch all, 1, 2, and 3 with Jar Jar Binks.
No.
Shut the hell up. Shame on you.
No, they're really into 4, 5, and 6. I don't know if they've watched the 1, 2, and 3, but yeah, they're hardcore.
They're in the original trilogy.
They want to watch, like, when I play Battlefront. You know, Battlefront came out like a week ago.
Yeah.
And they love when R2-D2 and CP3Os and CP3Os. He's walking around like a dick yelling at R2-D2. They're, like, laughing. Like, they don't even know what to do.
Hearing a lot of mixed reviews about the new Battlefront.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, it doesn't add up to what it was on the original Xbox. They didn't have a single game on 360 and or PS3, and yeah, it's like Battlefield.
It's the gap between the Star Wars games, I'm thinking, is kind of drawn people.
Not
away
a lot of maps. It's not a lot of what you could do in the original one. It's kind of a letdown.
Oh wow, that Sculpin's really good.
It is.
Definitely something like it doesn't have that bitter taste. Like,
yeah, it's kind of smooth.
I kind of want to drink it more. Is this the bottle?
That is the bottle.
Oh, okay.
We'll have at it.
We'll keep it near me.
We got like 19 other beers here, and we got more to open.
We opened up one. Ryan, have you passed it out? The Deschutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
have
going around.
Have been drinking that?
I've seen him pouring it more than once. Yeah.
This is last year's birthday reserve, but I like this year's better. But it's good. It's good.
So it's definitely a favorite. We actually had this year's, I think, from you guys. Yep. We had it on tap, thanks to 3Nix Scoreboard. Once again, we have Brian Harrod, who's going to be our winner for the Bourbon County 2-year vertical. We'll make sure that he likes both us and 3Nix on Facebook before we give him the prize.
Or he loses and I win.
Or he loses, yeah. We'll give it to Jess. And we'll give it to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jess.
As our sound engineer chimes in.
Thanks for coming back.
I like winning stuff.
You weren't invited, so sorry.
Oh, this is a different Jess.
No, it's not.
I don't even know what's going on. We're going to reset.
We're going to take a quick break, folks.
Time for a break.
We've got Bourbon County to open. We've got a couple more beers to open.
We got really good goose dogfish head to open.
Yeah, we still have Ryan and Nicole from 3Nix. We appreciate you guys coming out.
The craft checker's coming out.
We're going to get out of control.
We're going to tell you if Bourbon County is, in fact, craft.
Did you spend too much on Macro Swill.
So we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Better on Draft podcast.
We are having way too much fun here today.
Way too much fun here. We have a lot of beers. We definitely have a
Red
Solo.
Watch the board there, buddy, with your weeble wobbly hand.
Red Solo Cup Graveyard going on right now. We got more beers to try
this
tonight.
This is probably the most Solo Cups that we've actually had on the table.
Where's the pink
since
that's
the show
excessive.
Started.
That's okay. That's almost like maybe we could play beer pong. Like maybe we should start trying to throw like ping pong balls across the table. Like,
the board sitting in front of me says no, unless you have a backup one that you want to replace it with.
Oh, we can always put plastic over it.
Who cares?
Dave, what do you think of that?
Nobody cares about Dave.
Oh, I think he left us.
That's okay.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Jess. I didn't know you were joining us tonight.
Oh, you're being a smartass.
So
that's cute.
We had some extra beers go
normally
passed around here.
Yeah, we got some.
Yeah, don't think I didn't hear that.
Oh, here we go.
So Dave from IT.
Give me a trip back just to say that.
So we got a Dogfish Head beer. Which one is it, Dan?
Your face is red now.
Let me find the bottle here. We've got the Palo Santo Marone.
Palo Santo
Marone. So I want you to try this before you drink the BCBS.
That was your second pour? I don't know which is it a dark beer?
Was it the second pour?
It's the first pour. They're both dark.
Okay, it's a dark
beer. If you don't know, I'll give you mine.
I had a dark beer and a light beer in front of me.
If you don't know, take this one because I do know what it tastes like. As good as it is. It is a brown. It's a barrel aged. Is it barrel aged?
That's good.
And I told you this is Dogfish Head's best beer.
That's good. Okay.
It's 12%. Very delicious. You got some, Nick?
There you go. We're making our way
around. I have to make sure whenever I'm drinking,
to compare the beers to figure out which
one
I'm
actually drinking the right thing that I'm smelling. So.
Yeah, it's definitely.
This beer is tough to beat. Yeah, this is really good, especially if you like browns. Really if you like browns, this one wins.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of brown ales, but you know.
This one's tough to beat. I can't think of too many or even any that you can tell me are better.
Ryan, Nicole?
I think I'm drinking the brown.
I'm trying to figure out which one.
This is the one.
I know it's the brown. I know it's the brown. It's not.
I mean, you can take your 120 minutes.
This is a good problem to have, having that many beers on the table.
No, this is good. Very good.
Yeah, I got like five beers in front of me. I don't even know what we're doing anymore.
Yeah, I have my Bourbon County right over to the right of me, so we'll definitely try that in just a few minutes. But yeah, that brown ale is really, really good. I enjoy it. We're gonna have to definitely finish this up before we head out. Thankfully, the Wings game's on, so we'll have something to do while we're drinking beer.
That's become our Friday night ritual.
There's a Friday night game whenever we host a podcast. Yep.
That's a good thing.
Speaking of sports, did you guys see Philly? Like the entire city, which has three professional sports teams, has three wins in the month of November.
That's pretty bad.
Between the Sixers, the Flyers, and the Eagles, they have three wins.
Well, now that we're talking about sports, and I wish our other guest would have been here, but do you believe me a little bit more now that they're going to run the table on this schedule?
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid a little more.
Especially with Chicago beating Green Bay last. Well, no, here's the thing. 2 weeks ago when we got win number two, I said they were going to run the table. When you look at their schedule.
You said if they could beat –
If they could get past Derek Carr, they're going to run the table, and it is set up for them to do that. The last winning team left is Green Bay on Thursday.
Yep.
After that, the biggest winning team has four wins.
Yeah, it's definitely set up for a
there's a possibility, but I learned a long time ago, don't get your hopes up.
No, you're right. And everyone thought the season was dead.
Every year, if they get three wins, I'm happy. That's how I put my expectations. And they get three wins, and I'm ecstatic. I'm a huge Lions fan, but I just try not to get disappointed.
No, and you're right, but you can never – we had 11 wins last year, and they lost to Dallas the team they should have killed they lost to.
They only played a half a game against Dallas, just like they only played a half
– Was last year with the flag thrown?
Yeah, that was last year. The Brandon Pettigrew pass interference or whatever.
The mystery penalty.
And then when Dez Bryant jumped onto the field and complained but didn't get the penalty for jumping on the field. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely quite. But, I mean, I think everything's going to roll into the fact of Batgate because I have a feeling that, we're going to get into a tiebreaker with Seattle for the playoff.
For the number
card. Actually, at this point with – Green Bay losing, I'd be more worried about Green Bay losing a tiebreaker to us. That might actually be, if it comes down to us being 9-7, if they run it, one of the NFC North teams are going to lose because Detroit beat them.
Yeah, but one of them's going to win because Detroit lost to them, and that's Minnesota.
Minnesota's on a downswing right now. You got to be careful.
Minnesota's on a downswing, but if there's a three-way tie for the NFC North, then it doesn't go head to head. It goes head to head between the three teams.
No, you're right. And we'll have to see what they do. There is still, but I'm convinced one of the 4-7 teams or the 4-6 teams are going to take that spot, the second wild card. I don't think it's to be Seattle.
Seattle's, I think, 5-5 right now.
They're 5-5.
With another game.
Atlanta's 6-4, and they're both playing really bad.
Well, Atlanta's playing in Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
So they got Minnesota on Monday or Sunday.
Sunday, yep. It's going to be really interesting to see what they do.
It's amazing.
Wide open. I told you. Yeah, I can't believe you haven't had that one before.
It's amazing how much can change when you have, you fire your offensive coordinator, fire your president.
As much as I hate his name.
Your general man, Jim Bob Cooter. He is the X factor in all of this.
The team has changed since he came on board.
The offensive scheme name is after this past game against Philly, right? They're called the Cooter Shooters.
Oh, my God. So bad.
It was so funny because I remember watching the game, and I remember right before the third touchdown in the second quarter – and, near the end of the second quarter, and they're like, oh, they'll probably be very conservative here. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably right. They'll probably be very conservative.
No.
Holy hell, that touchdown to Calvin. I'm like, yeah. Oh, I am wrong. But it was the same thing that happened. Was it the rushing touchdown against Oakland when Stafford gets that like 15-yard gain on that first rush? And they're like, I'm like, yeah, Stafford. He's like, that's not a designed rushing play for Stafford. I'm like, yeah, it's Stafford. There's no such thing as designed rushing play for Stafford. Yeah. And then the next play, rush for touchdown. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I'm just eating
that
my
bootleg
own words
for the touchdown.
Well, did you guys
cool.
see the pre-show when everyone except one person picked Detroit. Everyone else picked Philly. They're like, oh, they got killed last week, so they're going to murder Detroit this week.
I was watching like, a lot of people were
like
saying
the opposite.
Detroit
to
totally
win.
Murdered.
Well, I'm going based on the Fox pre-show. Three of the five picked.
Yeah, it might have been
Detroit to lose, and yeah, it was a complete massacre.
Do you guys see an upswing in regards to Lions games and stuff like that, or is it kind of just because obviously Sunday afternoons are really hard sell for a lot of people?
Absolutely. Last year was sweet. It was nice. This year,
11 wins.
You know, I mean, yeah, this year was. You know, it's getting better because people are now going, oh wait, maybe there is that glimmer of hope,
right?
And we're all hoping. Yeah, for that, you know.
Well, Ryan's wearing the ugly sweater of the Detroit Lions right now.
Well, that's because he's promoting an ugly sweater party.
Yes. Nicole's wearing her normal. It's an elf sweater.
That's her normal sweater.
She wears that in September, so, you know.
that's my July
favorite. I wore my ugly sweater, so, yeah. No, we got December 16th, Wednesday. We're doing our ugly sweater party. It's our third annual. We do prizes, cash, and stuff like that. It's pretty fun. We got karaoke, drunken karaoke.
Oh, so, Lord.
You know, it always makes it fun. I mean, you know, it's you can't take self
too serious.
Do you
have some gangster rap? I can come singing karaoke.
You can sing whatever you want.
Like the hip-hop night at the Ritz, right?
So
is that where you get your rap music from? Yeah.
So, Ryan, what's your karaoke song?
Oh, man, what is it? It's been a long time. In college, we used to play drunken karaoke, and you would pick the worst song, and we'd put Alma in a hat, and then you'd pick, you'd make up the worst drink you could ever do. So you guys are talking about, like, curdled shots, you know, from car bombs.
Curdled Irish car bombs.
We used to have
yes.
a cement mixer, but it was a good one, too. It was called a dirty cement mixer. So you let it curdle. Then you had a Three Wise Men chaser with Tabasco sauce in it.
What? Oh, my. What are you doing?
What are you doing at that point?
Now my wife's finding out the kind of guy I was before she met me. Yeah, it was. Oh, man.
What?
So I wish I would have known about that vitamin B complex that Dave was talking about for hangovers because I had a lot of hangovers. But
holy
crap. No, probably – God, we used to do – what is it? You know what? Boy Named Sue. That's my
boy
favorite.
Named
boy
Named Sue.
Boy Named Sue.
We used to have a boy named Sue on the Lions. And then he left.
We did. Oh. And they're failing. How's Miami doing?
Miami. Well, I mean, he did have a little a penalty where that they thought he stomped on somebody's head.
No, he doesn't do that.
No, never. He's in case
you know,
really.
I can't. You know, in regards to like the Green Bay stomp, yes, that was a stomp. But like where he hit was like Matt Ryan, where he did like a 360 barrel roll sack tap. And I'm like,
no, that was a guy from Houston.
Houston,
Hasselbeck.
Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
I'm like, how the hell do you pull?
Like, shot. Like, it was, like, directed. It went the opposite direction. His foot, like,
Yeah, you're just like, how are you able to hit that so perfectly while you're falling, barrel rolling? Yeah, it's that whole
thing.
Or the
Green Bay head stomp.
The Green Bay head stomp,
that was bad.
I was referring to the fact that there are just times. Well, when he pushed Jay Cutler out of bounds and they called it a roughing the passer when he was 6 yards past the line of scrimmage, and you're like, I don't think you can call that. But nonetheless, it's
what you draw when you have that, when you have that reputation. But he's not our problem anymore.
I'll tell you what,
you know, you talked about it earlier, Ziggy Ansah, and I gave you shit because it was a bad team then, but he is making a difference.
Right now, with even though one game, he's played one additional game, he's tied for the league lead in sacks right now.
He has
11
the worst
dances. I think it was 11 and a half right now.
He would have had more, but what's-his-face fumbled that one sack.
Yeah.
Doesn't count as a sack.
Yeah, he has turned that around, complete with his West African like sack dances. No, if you watch the game this last Sunday, you know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, I know.
Like, he's from West Africa.
Well, I know.
He's,
yeah,
he's from Ghana, I believe.
Yeah, he's from Ghana, and I made fun of the fact because I didn't know that he hadn't seen a white guy until he was 20 when he came over here. No, this is a true story.
When he went to school at BYU,
and I was like, "What do you mean he never met a white guy?"
And then he's a Mormon. You can go to.
To the whitest school, and he says he never saw a white guy for his first 20 years. Like, what?
It's like, wait, these people exist?
Someone, and even you can say he's from Ghana. Like, oh, that would make sense.
But yeah.
Like,
was like, regardless, though, Ziggy has been an X factor for this team on the defense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was he's probably one of the best picks.
Think if we had Cliff Averill back. Who is amazing still today on
DeAndre Levy. If we had DeAndre Levy.
That defense would be a hell of a lot better if we had either of those guys back.
Making Darius Slay our second like cornerback.
Yeah,
like,
big play Slay. He's actually been really good.
Oh, yeah, he has.
He was really bad for the first part of the year, but that guy has gotten better.
You know, the Lions, you know, these last three games. Yeah, the last two, the Green Bay and Oakland games, might not have been convincing, but the Philadelphia win on Thursday.
Well, Derek Carr is Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is Derek Carr.
They were expecting a shootout. Everyone was expecting a shootout.
They were entering yesterday's game with Philadelphia as 3-point favorites, and they killed it. Favorites.
People were looking at Oakland too. Like that,
everyone told me Oakland would kill Detroit, and I'm like, no, they're not.
It was a close game, but they didn't.
If they had McFadden, I would probably believe that.
In the theory of Oakland offense versus Detroit defense, I would say they would kill Detroit defense just as much as Detroit offense would kill Oakland defense. Like, that made sense. But, like, our defense has just definitely stepped up in regards to just it's not even necessarily getting to the quarterback, but collapsing the pocket. You know, you look at someone like what's Seattle's quarterback that I can't think of off the top of my head?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. You know, Russell Wilson, we were getting to him, but the thing was is that because we weren't collapsing the pocket, we were getting to him, he was able to run away.
Yeah, when he would run 10 yards back and run around everybody, that's a problem.
Yeah, now I still have an issue with him, you know, being people considering him as an elite quarterback.
He's not.
He drops back 30 feet freaking from the line of scrimmage. And then he gets sacked how many times?
Cam Newton's an elite quarterback.
I would
show you how to actually do that.
I have personal issues with Cam Newton, but I would probably I just don't like him.
I want to hear these personal issues.
He's a cocky son of a bitch. But I guess if you're 11,
that's personal.
He's a cocky son of a bitch.
I guess if you're 11,
he gives every touchdown ball to a kid wearing a Panthers jersey.
I know. I didn't realize that until just the other day.
He fed 900 families in the Carolina area.
Yeah, I know. I would consider Cam Newton to be the more elite quarterback than Russell
Wilson.
He's
allowed to have a little bit of an attitude.
He's good. He has every right to be. Even before this year, he's got
the attitude of, if you don't want me to do it, stop.
He has every right to be.
And name an elite wide receiver he has. You can't.
You can't.
Carolina wide receivers. Do you know one of them?
Some white guy.
He's got Jonathan Stewart running behind him. Yeah. You want an elite running back?
Imagine
that's not one of them.
Kelvin Benjamin. If he was still
Greg Olsen plays for Carolina.
Okay, that's one elite player. Greg Olsen is the best tight end in football.
You know where he's from, right?
Where?
The U.
Oh, jeez. Put your hands down.
All about the U, baby.
That is their one elite player, and they are 11-0.
When they have Selection Sunday and Miami's playing at the Motor City Bowl, I will be literally calling you the second that happens for those tickets.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, gosh. I forgot you're a U of University of Miami.
How do you forget that? I haven't shied away from that at all, no matter what.
For those of you listening out there, Ken is a Miami Hurricane
fan. It's all about the U, baby.
That is an awesome documentary.
Both of them are.
I didn't see the second one. I saw the first one.
So we got North Center Brewing, one of our sponsors.
Yes.
Definitely a great sponsor. We appreciate everything that they do. They got a couple things going up right now in regards to they're doing a charity for Ben's Encore. What else are they doing, Nick?
They got Darwin Mamasian's playing there on December 3rd.
Remember, that's not a beer. That's
probably a Thursday. Yeah, no, we made that mistake one night.
I know. I screwed that up. You mentioned they had the Ben's Encore Chili Cook-Off next week.
The Encore 6th. Chili Cook-Off. We have a second chance.
They got Barlow's Barbecue going to be there on December 10th.
That is screw up.
They also have on the same night Men's Night.
Wait.
There's a Men's Night
sponsored by Men Joe's.
Well, no, they have Men's Night at Orange Jewelers. It's a jewelry store in Northville. This is the first time I've actually seen this. So forgive me, Bob, if you're listening or you do listen to the show.
Oh, he listens.
I know he does. Orange Jewelers in Northville hosting Men's Night for those guys looking to find the perfect Christmas gift for their loved ones.
So it's ladies' all night, right. But for the
men, here we go.
The men are the ones paid.
I was a little worried. Live at the mailbox.
And then a couple weeks,
2001.
Yeah, and then a couple weeks from now, they'll have their Kappa Delta Rho Alumni Chili Cook-Off. December
3rd. Chili cook-off like every week.
Chili is the thing, man.
What's wrong with chili?
There's nothing wrong with chili.
Nothing. I'm just absolutely. Like, wow, every week.
Ryan, Nicole, do you like guys like chili?
They have chili.
Yeah, we're having a chili cook-off. Funny you bring that up.
A shotgun 99 chili.
Why else do you think I asked the question?
We have our chili cook-off tomorrow, our 9th annual. So all our proceeds, it's $5 to be a judge. You get to taste all the chili you want. And all the proceeds go to... all the $5 goes to Pennerton School for the Blind in Taylor, Michigan. There, so it's a great school. A lot of kids stay there for the week, and
that's good.
School
we actually
nice. It's
we,
local.
We,
it's nice.
We posted that on Facebook not too long ago in regards to promoting that. So hopefully, if you guys are in the area looking for food, I mean, $5 for all you can eat chili is not a bad.
You can't really complain about that.
Are you guys like Coney chili fans, or you guys like a little bit of pizzazz in your chili?
I like the no meat chili.
You like? We know. I'm talking about
shut the fuck up, Dan.
Shut up. Yeah. This is for Dirty Ryan and Nicole.
Wow, okay.
The 10% beer is talking right now.
Yeah,
shut
I know.
Up.
What kind of chili do you guys like?
Go ahead, Nicole. I like her chili. She makes
the
best chili.
Oh, now I have to.
She makes like our bar chili with a little bit she does like this crazy little infusion of her own stuff, and it's awesome. It's amazing.
I don't really follow recipes. Please elaborate, please. Yeah, I just kind of start cooking and adding stuff, and then... tasting it. And
I was 130 pounds when I met her. So. I'm 235 pounds.
Like
I'm actually 240. I'm 240 pounds now. So
experiment in the kitchen.
It's a bad part when you date someone who's a really good cook.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's just, I think chili is one of those things that you could probably, you know, that's the kind of thing that you do need to experiment with and see what works well.
Screw you.
Yeah, there's like a million different chili. Things you can do.
I'm
Coney
all about
chili?
Flavor. Mm-hmm. I don't like spice. You know what I mean? But,
okay.
And I think, I was going to say, I know.
Is that how you don't want
some more of this?
Yeah, I didn't even try
Ken's
that.
Dan's holding the bottle for the habanero sculpin from Ballast Point. He's like, you don't want any of this.
Really good.
Yeah, I like flavor. The spice, I can't do. I can't do. I sweat.
So,
I crack a cheerleader. Sweat.
That's understandable, too.
we got 10 minutes to go, folks. We've definitely been talking about a lot of beer. We appreciate, you know, Ryan and
Nicole.
Did
you say your barrel... Bourbon County yet?
Yeah, I've had mine. It's already
wonderful.
Gone.
Wonderful.
Well, here, I'm going to split this with you, Ken, because we got a little left. I had a little back.
Oh, don't. I have a whole bottle at home, so.
Well, then I'll split it.
I
about you give it to
I don't
want to
be that guy.
Sponsor,
I'll take a little bit. I don't want to be that guy.
No, these are all taken over
here. Do we have any clean cups?
Probably
left?
Not. I think we're pretty much tapped. Well.
As we
pour with the habanero sculpin.
No, this
work.
Is not the hair, but habanero.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
So we do actually have some Goose Island news.
Oh, Goose.
Yeah, we need to hear this.
Let's talk about this.
I thought it was dogfish head news.
We already talked about
dogfish head. That 10% is really kicking in.
Oh, the Goose Island. Yeah, I know where we're going.
So Goose Island accidentally shipped out the wrong shipment of BCBS to the state of Georgia, and it's some of it's in the distributors there in Georgia.
Is this when you check? You effed up.
You. So the state of Georgia actually has a 14% limit on ABV content.
It's pretty high compared to other
compared to Ohio.
So they cap it off at 14. They accidentally Goose Island sent the wrong shipment to the distributors in Georgia. They sent.
Oops.
They've been ranging anywhere between 13.8 and 14.3. They sent the 14.3 batch out to all of the distributors in Georgia.
Oh, you screwed
so
up.
So they sent a memo out to all the distributors saying, please do not sell.
Yeah, because obviously,
CBS.
I mean, at that point, it kind of falls into the hands of the distributors. knowing full well in regards to what's going on. If they sell it, it's their fault. It won't even fall on Goose Island anymore in regards to liability and legality.
And we actually have a copy of the memo.
Anonymous or something like that.
Anonymous sent it to us just now.
Exclusive here on Better on
WikiLeaks
Track.
Just sent it to us.
WikiLeaks.
Edward Snowden's one of our listeners.
Actually, no, we found it on the internet.
Compliments of Anheuser-Busch InBev.
Basically, it's just saying, you know, what I just summarized in short. You know, we had ranges of 13.8 and 14.3. We sent the wrong stuff out. Please don't sell it. Work with your distributors to... You know, we'll make arrangements to change it. So,
is it really that big of a deal?
I don't know if that's big of a deal, but you know, if you're
kind of against the law,
kind of against the law,
breaking state law.
But you know, at the same time, if you're a BCBS fan in Georgia and you're waiting for it, it only comes out once a year and it's gone. You know, after
how many weeks? Are the regular bottles, do they vary that much?
Yeah, they vary that 0.5%.
Wow. Oh, that
would be a very good question to ask a lot of any home brewers or any of the big breweries that come in on the show in the future.
That means they vary their gravity.
As to how much those beers actually vary.
If you're varying that much, your gravity is way off. And that doesn't really make sense.
I don't know. I don't beer.
Approximately over 400 wholesalers were affected.
Do you have an answer?
I don't have an answer. Okay. I don't. I think about 0.5% would probably be about right. I mean, we were at their barrel warehouse in January. It's the most amazing thing you've ever seen in your life.
So I've only been to actually their brewery in Wrigleyville. So I haven't been to their main brewery.
Wrigleyville, Chicago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only been to their Wrigley. I
know the drinking like spots in Chicago.
I went there after we stayed the night after a bowling tournament, and we went to Wrigleyville to drink.
Was it the Peterson?
Yeah, it was the Peterson. Okay.
Would you bowl like 92 games or
no? We bowled 8 games and I bowled.
Did you bowl a 92?
Oh no, no, no!
No, 92 games.
I did better than everyone in our group, not named Brian Lake, who's a pro.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I bowled better than Jock. I bowled better than Brown. I bowled better.
Peterson's
than all
of them. A weird one, wow. Right? Where they put like a chair out and
no, it's where
they like throw a ball over the.
No, it's not. It's not like that. It's
this
isn't
trick shot bowling.
It's not trick shot, but like the lanes are like some lanes are oiled like 20 feet, some lanes are oiled 80, some lanes aren't oiled, some lanes are oiled like boards 10 through 30 are oiled, but the rest are not.
Like you don't have to overhand throw a ball over.
The whole point
so
is
so Peterson. No, I remember. I just take it to the extreme.
A winning tournament is a winning shot is 1,608 games.
1,608 games.
Yeah, 200 average, which is absolutely nothing in comparison to most pro bowlers.
Yeah, you see pro games. Yeah, 250.
I shot an average of about 155, I think, which is hysterical because that's barely what I can bowl now.
That's what I'm averaging right now.
You guys don't bowl much anymore.
I haven't shot a rock in over a year.
Oh wow!
I'm in a Monday night league with a couple of the guys.
Do you guys meanwhile, bowl over there? You've been looking at each
meanwhile,
other.
Meanwhile, I was throwing 11 strokes.
With bumpers, I'm probably about a 165.
With bumpers, what about you, Nicole? 165.
Kind of
bowler.
No,
bowling's not your thing.
No.
I bowled a 10 the last
don't
time.
Don't feel bad.
When
I'm like
I threw
an 11 80.
Out of 12.
I swear to God, like my bowling league, they got a handicap because I suck that bad.
Most leagues do have a handicap.
I had one like years ago.
If it makes you feel any better, I was on a team with Ken and a couple of other friends, Brown, who was on
the original Better on Draft,
and our buddy Chris, who was on like maybe like one or two episodes of the original Better on Draft, and they literally carried me.
Yeah, but were you the handicap that got them? That does make me feel better because you're a dude and you have glasses and I have shitty sight.
What the hell does that mean? Because I have glasses. Because
I had no contacts and I have terrible eyesight.
There's a reason why our team was called the Muda Cap for a reason because everyone else.
The team was named after
me. After me. Because I was the handicap.
Oh, Lord.
So I actually bowled with Dan in my first ever men's
league.
That does
make me feel better.
We were really good. I threw an 11 straight game one time.
That's the reason why I stopped bowling for 4 years because of that league.
Where was the non-strike at?
It was like the fifth frame. Oh, it buried in the pocket.
And you tap what? Let me guess, the 10 pin?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But yet buried the other 11, like half of them were Brooklyn, and they went down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was like the night before Thanksgiving.
Sunnybrook.
That we did.
Oh, yeah, that
was
right.
It was like a Wednesday night league.
What house was it at?
Sunnybrook.
Okay.
Sunnybrook, yeah.
AKA the bowling alley that will no longer exist.
No longer exist, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Guys over there, I know we kind of sidetrack. We kind of, you know, we
got hooked on bowling. Is your buzz?
Hooked on bowling.
Sorry. So is there anything else you want to promote in regards to Three Nicks while we're here? We want to make sure we talk about everything. We talked about your five Christmas ales of February or whatever.
Fat tire
of
March. For $2 or
$2. We still, till the end of the month, we got $3.25 fat tire. So,
that's a bad night. Yeah.
next month, the most mackerel swill beer you could ever drink, we have $1.99, 25 ounce of Bud Light.
Oh,
what? So after you have some good craft beer, you can use that to wash it down.
To be honest, if that was Miller Lite or Coors Light, I'd probably be all up on it, but I can't do
Bud Light. If it was PBR, I'd be like, give me a 40.
If it was Stroh's in a bottle, I'd be down for $2 bottles.
Give me a Boomba.
Do you guys have Stroh's on a bottle?
We do.
Oh, yeah. Course, all right, we're going.
Of course we got Stroh's.
We're going.
Do you guys have ladies' night or anything like that?
We do. We have dollar mixed drinks on Thursday, Friday, Saturday for ladies, for shorts, just any mixed drinks you want.
Right on.
$2 for talls.
Right on.
Full bar, so it's not.
And where are you guys located again for people that weren't listening in the beginning?
Man, you are good.
well, everyone else is drunk.
We're in Allen Park. We're at 18713 Van Born Road in Allen Park. We're like in that little triangle area of Allen Park, Dearborn Heights, and Taylor.
Now, where are the other two? Was it two
Southgate,
locations?
Yep. Three Nicks Tap Room. It's on Eureka, and that's in Southgate. And then the other one is on Greenfield. It's Three Nicks Sports Bar.
Okay. When do you guys have specials there?
Every day we have specials. So, I mean, we're like we have more specials.
What night is ladies' night?
Pretty much the same night.
More importantly, the girls come, the guys come.
Pretty much same nights. Probably the same nights.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Jess is asking all the right questions right now, and the rest of us on the show are...
Yeah, we're going to miss her when we get our own key to get in.
Yeah, you are. You shouldn't get rid of
me. You mean she won't put us to break like 2 minutes early? Or...
Wait, she means she won't...
I didn't do that 2 minutes early. I did 2 minutes late.
She won't play the beginning of, you know, the house beginning of the show.
I didn't tonight either.
I know.
I know a lot of haters.
Hey, hold on.
Here.
Hold on. She's
beat the
only
shit
done
out of all of you when the
she's
show's
only
over.
Done,
all
right, we love you, Jess. Right. We appreciate everything you do.
Out of the eight times she's been here, she's only done it twice, so that's a 25% error rate.
So back off.
Less than 25%. This is our ninth show.
Yeah, but Dave was here once, so
that's, oh yeah, right.
So that's eight, you know, 25. So she's like a C student here, a C student.
Never mind. You're all getting your ass.
Actually, if you're if you're in grad school, that would be a B student.
Oh,
yeah.
That's yeah, but you're
point.
Borderline
and
failing
so
at that point.
It.
What are you doing?
if you're, I heard that if you're in India, that would make you an A student. Actually.
If you're an Indian, is that what you just said?
India.
Oh, I was
India.
Like,
As I bring
I'm a little
you guys
drunk.
In,
thank you very
folks,
much.
Folks.
I didn't know.
We want to take a chance to thank all of our sponsors. Once again, we got the folks here from Three Nicks. Stopping by. Finesse Liquor over in Warren, over on Shaner and 12 Mile. Great selection of singles as well as six packs.
They got that Honolulu Blue.
They do have the Honolulu Blue. We got North Center Brewing, who's got a lot of stuff coming up right now. Don't forget to join their mug club. Get a lot of discounts in regards to beer as well as specialty beers, beer specific just for the mug club. And of course, Uber. Don't forget to use Better on Draft as the code for your first ride. $20 free.
Might need that tonight.
Might need that tonight. Again, we appreciate all of our sponsors here at the Better on Draft. And remember, no matter how good you think your beer is, we think it's Better on Draft.
And we're out.